All right, so what was the inspiration behind Tavares Now? What made you guys start this up again?
Well, actually, how can I put it in words? It's a lifetime journey for me. Mm-hmm. You know, two major labels, you know, walking away from number one. Now you're hearing what's done. Bottom line, you know, you know, walking away from number one, nominated for a Grammy, mm-hmm. to do what I've always tried to do in my life, to be a writer, producer, to be an artist, so to speak, not just a singer. And it's been a lifetime dream, and now it's come true, you know, and that's basically it, you know, in a nutshell. You know, there are some things that you can't see in there, but, you know, basically it's, Tavares Now is three brothers. You know, I got my own label now, put my own label together. Mm-hmm. It's called Ear Candy Record Label, and two of my brothers signed with me, my brother Arthur, who sang She's Gone With Me.
Yeah.
And A Penny for Your Thoughts, you know, and my brother Victor, who sang the lead to Check It Out, our very first hit, he's involved. The three brothers are involved. The other brothers, you know, I don't know what they're going to do yet, but thank God we're all still alive.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the bottom line, you know.
How does it feel to kind of sing with Arthur Pucci again after I know he had some health problems a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah, we almost lost our brother. See, that's the main concern with me, to be able to sing with him again. It goes beyond words, you know what I mean? Because as you say, we almost lost him, you know, and now he's on the golf course every day. So God's in the blessing business. That's how I look at it,
yeah.
You know. And for him to do a duet with me again was most important to me, you know. And I think it's a wonderful thing that, you know, him and I have done this to get together again, you know. And we got some more surprises coming, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
In preparation for the interview, I mean, I've been listening to you guys my entire life. My parents were both born in 1961, so they really, like, grew up with you guys and experienced you guys, but, like, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel and She's Gone, all those songs are, like, they're staples, like, in my music library. I watch those videos and watch you guys live and stuff, and there's just, like, some kind of, like, magic that you guys have. How do you bring that back? How do you rekindle that magic, you know, 30 years later?
Well, I think it's like I said, it's a lifetime dream come true in the sense of what you had to do to get here, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean, as I say, two majors around the world, you know, and leaving with number one, Penny for Your Thoughts was number one when I left the record label after fulfilling my obligations, legal obligations. I've always been a writer, wrote the title song for our third album with Capitol. It's called In the City. But you know, as I say, the music that you're listening to now is written and produced and sung by me and my brother. So, and I've always felt that Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Brett, I don't care who it is, you know, the Carpenters, you have to do your own thing, you mm-hmm. know, to let the people know what you stand for, you know what I mean, what you're about. And, like, as I say, it was a heck of a journey to get to this day, but I think the music speaks for itself, you know what I mean, and we've worked with some great producers and writers in my life, so I was inspired by them anyway. But I think people are going to be surprised at what's coming now.
Okay.
That's what I really believe.
So let's talk about
and
that.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say that they don't know me musically yet, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know my name, but they don't know me. So I think the songs that are coming out, and I'm a politically and socially inclined writer,
yes.
In the sense of what's going on in this world today, and you see how everything's going, and I believe that somebody can make a difference. Maybe me. You know, saying what I'm saying and the way I'm saying it for the youth to understand that, you know, there's hope in this world. Don't give up on yourselves, you know. And I think some of the songs that I have will definitely bring that, you know, to bear.
So let's talk about that a little bit. How is your music that you're going to create that people haven't heard yet different from the stuff that they grew up on and associate you with?
Yeah, okay. The stuff that they grew up with is they were mainly love songs, which are not bad at all. I have a love song out right now. Heaven 24/7 is a love song.
Mm-hmm.
But the other songs that I have coming bring a light to a lot of social issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what we're getting ready to go through. So, you know, I got songs like As the World Turns, for instance, you know, titles like I Was Just Like You, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
the youth can identify that they're not alone, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and somebody else knows what you're going through. You know what I mean? Because as we, you know, as you know yourself, you say you're a college professor, you know, trying to teach somebody in this day and age is not the easiest thing in the world.
Sure.
You know that for a fact. You know, especially the youth. You know, they think they're deserted, but I think I've come to say, no, you're not deserted. You know what I mean? Give yourselves a chance. And listen to these words that I have to say, you know, coming from the places I've come from. You know, as I say, no one leaves with number one. Nobody walks off the top of the mountain unless they've got a purpose. You know, I have to say to my son all the time, I didn't come to make money. I came to make a change, you know, for the people that are here. That's what my music is about, change. Either change your mind or change your direction, but change. That's what I believe that this music is about. And I believe that, you know, God has saved me for such a time as this, you know, to be able to say to somebody, hey, listen, maybe change your thought process, you know, go in another direction, in a positive direction, not a negative direction. You know, so I believe that that's what this music will say.
So I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. If you could go back, like, travel back in time to, like, 1977 or 1978, what do you think you'd tell yourself from what you've learned now about, like, what to do? Or are you happy with the way everything's turned out? Is there anything that you would say to that younger version of yourself to kind of keep yourself positive and going in the direction you wanted to go into?
Well, I believe that I've never had a problem with direction. I'm talking about for others, not for myself. I've always had a mindset of someone else. And I always believe that if you live for someone else, things are going to turn out right. But if you live for yourself, what is it? Who wants to eat alone? You know what I mean? If you have, you can have all the money in the world, but they don't have a friend to share it with. What good's it? That's what I've learned. That, you know, you can't teach me how to be poor, and you can't teach me how to be rich. But what are those things? You know what I mean? I believe that, you know, every time you wake up in the morning, if you're not sharing your life with somebody, what do you have?
Sure.
You don't have very much, and I believe that wholeheartedly. That's why I did what I did. That I didn't come here to, I said to my son, I didn't come here to make money. I came here to make a difference. You know, but with greatness comes money. You can't keep it away. But you know, become the best that you can. That's what I've always wanted to be. The best that I can be, not better than anyone else. The best that I can be. I play the golf course and I'll beat everyone else. That's the point. You know what I mean? If I play the golf course, I beat the golf course, I beat the next person next to me. You know?
Yes.
That's how I've always felt about life. And let me try to enhance something in somebody else's life. Not just a selfish thought about, I ate steak today, big deal. What about the rest of the world? You know, that's the type of person that I am, and I know the industry doesn't really appreciate that. You know, like, what are you talking about? You're making all this money. So what? What about someone else? We wouldn't have gotten to the place that we've gotten to if we didn't have help.
Yeah.
If someone had to look upon us and say, you guys are talented. Like Brian Pinello, for instance, our manager that came into the scene. If he didn't look around and say, hey, you guys got something, where would we be today? You know, so I want to return that favor or that, you know, that privilege, you know, to try to help somebody else get to a place in a positive direction, not a, you know, there's a lot of music out there, but a lot of negative connotations to them.
Sure.
You know, but I'm trying to bring the positive to this, you know, rap's a way of life. No one can change that now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not, no one can change that. But what are we going to see in it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to, you know, to enhance life, or are we going to destroy it? What are we going to do? You know, so I believe that the music I have coming will make them understand that I understand their plight. You know, but we got to do right.
I gotcha.
You know?
Absolutely. Let's talk about Heaven 24/7. So you guys, like you said, you guys, your bread and butter back in the day was love songs, and this is a love song, but this is a sexy love song.
Oh, thank you.
You know, this is
yeah.
This is, you know, like, you know, you get ready to, you know, to do the deed type of song. You have that on with some candles, and you're good to go. So, how was this song written, and what inspired it?
Well, one day I was lying in bed with my wife, and I said to her, "You make me feel like I'm in heaven 24/7." That's what inspired it. So I went. She said she didn't see me for 2 days. You know, that's how the stuff came about. To be quite honest with you, you know, love songs are the greatest. You know, love is everything. I believe in the world, and we love enough, we can change things. So you know, but that's how this song came about. I actually took my brothers into to the studio. I invited all six brothers, three came, you know, and the rest decided to do whatever they were going to do. I wrote this song. I have an EP, but the next song you're going to hear is also a love song.
Mm-hmm.
But they're different kind of love songs, and I believe that it'll bring me back into the place where I get that platform again.
Uh-huh.
To say, speak on other issues, if you know what I mean. But love songs are always going to be great. You know, I mean, I don't think there's anything greater than a love song. You know, but I'm glad you feel that way about this particular one. You know, and, you know, when my brother Arthur said, Pooch, he said, yeah, well, you incorporated both. Heaven, 24-7. You know, heaven must be placed 24-7. That's the way he puts it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in heaven 24-7, which means, you know, day in and day out. You know, every minute of the day. You know, and I believe, I'm glad you're feeling that way, but it is a, you know, seductive song, you know, in a sense, but it's a heavenly one also.
Sure.
You know, it has both elements, I believe, but I'm glad you feel that way about it.
No problem. All right, so another hypothetical here. So, you know how it is now. People, they buy a lot of singles now, and they buy them, you know, on, like, iTunes and SoundCloud and things like that. And it's always that decision to make the click. So they'll hear, like, the preview of the song, and then they have to decide. Do they want to pay for it, or do they want to move on? So if you could kind of be like, you know, Jiminy Cricket, you could be on somebody's shoulder and kind of talk to them and get them to, like, click and to get back into your music. What do you think that you would say to them to get them to download Heaven 24/7 or your future tracks?
Well, actually, I got to be honest. I wouldn't say anything. I believe that, like, you know, we all have destinies to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we all came here for a reason. And I believe my reason will be clear in the sense of what I'm doing musically, you know, as a producer, you know, and trying to relate to them. If I had to say to them and say, hey, listen, check the track out. You like it or you don't. You know, basically that's it. You know, I mean, if it doesn't. When I was little, and I bought a song, I bought it because of a sound in it,
mm-hmm.
or something that I particularly liked in the song, that I wanted to hear again,
yeah.
Okay? So whether it's the beginning of the song, I'm in heaven, 24/7, if it's not that, then it's an instrument that's in the song. But play it, and you'll see. Only you can make that determination, though, whether you like it or not. You know, I'm not going to force feed you.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just going to push the button. You know, that's what I say. Push the button.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I just say push the button.
Great.
Either you do or you don't. You know, I think that's the way music's always been, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the consumer. You know, when I was a consumer, either I did or I didn't. You know, so you know what I mean by that. Once you hear something, I've heard songs on the radio that you know that too. That when you heard a song for the very first time, you knew it was a hit.
Oh,
Why did you know that? You know what I mean by that.
Absolutely.
Why did you know that? You said, man, that's definitely a hit. Without a doubt. There's no doubt about that. This song is a smash kind of song. You know, and I've always had those feelings about songs. And I've never been wrong about a hit. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Growing up through life, listening to other people, mom and dad, I don't care who it was, David Gates, whatever the song was, whoever was the artist, you know, for instance, they got this one called... this group called something Peas. Black Eyed Peas. Okay,
mm-hmm.
when they first came on the scene, I heard their first single. I knew it was a hit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, they just got it. They got
you know,
it.
You know that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they had
you know
like
what I
it.
Mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they have that it factor.
I mean, right. You know when you hear it, it's just magic.
Mm-hmm.
There's magic there, and you don't know why, but I believe that artist who wrote it created that magic on that day. So if I had to say anything to them, I'd say, push the button. On my page, I would go, push the button. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Make your choice. Push the button. Give it a chance and see whether you like it or not. Push the button. That's all I would say. Push the button. You know, I think I'm going to use that too.
Hey, go ahead.
You know?
Go ahead.
You know what I mean? Push the button.
Sure.
You know? In this day and age.
So is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't touched on? Like future plans, like anything else that you guys are working on?
Yeah, well, like I say, got another single coming, you know, right after this one. And as I say, I believe that I'm a firm believer in destiny and fate, you know, and what God has to do with a person's life. So, you know, as you went to the hospital and you said, I want my mother to be okay.
Sure.
That's the way I live. I want things to be all right for someone else. That's all. You know what I mean? And I know that, you know, it just brings other things. But I say this to them. Whatever music that I'm doing now, check it out. So we say, check it out, and you'll see that it's for real. You know, and I'm going to touch a lot of young people. I believe that. You know, and I look at Michael, and I look at the people who left before him. Like, Michael had a great opportunity in his life. He touched a lot of youth. You know, and that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to open up doors to conversations, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I want to be able for us to be able to communicate. And once we communicate, we can get on the right page. So if I'd like to say anything, push the button, check it out. And, you know, and you know, I give my phone number to a lot of other, to strangers. I say, call me day and night. I don't sleep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm on a mission. You know, I'm on a mission of music. You know, and people will determine whether or not what it meant to them in their lives. That's all I can say. And like I say, push the button. You know, check it out. You know what I mean? And see what I come here to bring. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some of the I believe we got some surprises coming for people. They don't understand where I'm coming from when I say I was just like you growing up in the projects. I was just like you with that ghetto logic. I was just like you until the shots rang out. You see, this is the thing. These are the songs that are going to touch the youth.
Yeah.
I believe that these songs can change things in their thinking. So how does this guy know what I'm going through?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I look to bring to bear with music. You know, they're going to say, this guy can relate to us at what age? He hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten what it feels like to be afraid in life. Or what will tomorrow bring. He hasn't forgotten. And I can relate to them, and they can relate to me. And maybe we can start something bigger than the world ever thought for change. You know, that's what I believe. That's why I left the number one, to say, I got to make a difference. You know, and I believe that this music is the beginning of it. I don't know how long I got, but I know one thing. I'm coming with the gusto. I do know that, you know.
Absolutely.
I've got some young writers with me, too, you know, on the train, too. Not just my opinion and my music. I got some other kids with me right now that have great talent. You know what I mean? And I'm writing with them a lot. So I'm able to touch, you know, what's going on right now.